The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president, and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority business. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA's NorCal SBDC Centers. SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. Each SBDC center has certified business advisors that help small business owners with training and even one-on-one consulting for free. That's right, for free. Any small business can get this help. Yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned business know about these services too. To learn more about the Inclusivity Project, go to our website, theinclusivityproject.com. I'm going to say it again, theinclusivityproject.com. We help them start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the local Black Chamber of Commerce. That's the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. And ask for me, whether it's capital, the vital money you need for your business, or technical assistance, that's help on operating or growing your business, or access to opportunities, that's contracts. Every business needs clients, customers, or contracts. We help them show the way. Send an email to subject line radio show to Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. That's Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. Our guest today is a founder and COO of Vasta Funds, Mr. Alvin Sun. Alvin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Carl, for having me.
Well, Alvin, before we dive into Vasta Funds, and I want everybody to know, really, this is a good thing that you're doing. Tell us, Alvin, who is Alvin's son?
That's a great question, Carl. So I've been a business owner and entrepreneur for close to, I guess it's 9 years now. And, I got my start really just as a side hustle in a sense. You know, it's like living here in the San Francisco Bay Area, things are a bit pricey out there. And for me, just getting out of school, you know, I was looking for additional opportunities, additional income to kind of make ends meet. You know, one thing led to the next. And, I've explored a couple of different businesses throughout my career. And I've engaged in real estate. I've done car rentals, and I've worked with social media marketing as well. So I've kind of been in a gradual development. Like my career development has been building and succeeding and failing in business and just accumulating an amalgamation of knowledge and experiences of what to do, what not to do. And that kind of all led to my current business, which allows me to share and contribute my experience and my knowledge to other business owners at different stages of their business journey. And we'll get into a little bit about what we do for business owners. But effectively, I've been a serial entrepreneur for the good part of a decade and Happy to be here with you today, share what we do for other business owners.
Well, let's dive right in it. Why do you think this business that you have now is important for small businesses and especially minority businesses?
Yeah, so when it comes down to it, it takes money to make money. And, you know, there is a lot of opportunity that is often missed due to a lack of access to capital or funds that minorities may not have the same advantage or access to. You know, when I was getting things started and growing my business, there is many, I've searched in many different directions, looking for capital or access to capital or credit, wherever it may be. And, you know, I've come to learn a lot of the do's and don'ts within the financing industry. So I believe that learning about business credit, especially as a business owner, is just part of the job description. And on that note, too, on a personal level, just understanding and maintaining good personal credit in the long run will just save dividends in the span of someone's life in their business and professional career. So, you know, getting their credit right and really understanding what options are out there, because the U.S. banking system is set up to benefit and grow businesses, larger corporations. You see that all the time. That being said, these same systems, these same routes are also available for small businesses as well. However, it's not as well publicized and it's not as well known. So what we look to accomplish here is really to even the field effectively and make sure that all small business owners can understand the resources they have available in terms of business credit, business financing, to get the capital they need to achieve their business goals.
Man, you know, that breeds a question for me to ask. How could people get in contact with you? For those who could just only hear us for a little bit, don't hear the whole show, how could they reach you?
Sure. So you can find us on our website. We are vastafunds.com, VASTAFUNDS.com. You can also find us on Instagram with my business partner. Her handle is Florence Liz Kwok on Instagram, and that's Florence Liz Kwok, FLORENCELIZKWOK.
AWOK. Well, you know, that's important. I want people to know how to reach you because, you know, many of the small business owners I talk to, you know, have trouble with credit, you know, but you do something different. You know, there's business credit and there's individual credit. Explain the difference.
So credit repair is an interesting topic. You know, there's a lot of regulations out there. But there's a lot of regulations out there. And what a lot of people don't realize is those regulations and laws are there to protect us as the consumer. And as such, it's like learning how to harness and utilize these tools to protect and benefit the consumer, you, myself, and our peers, is a very powerful skill set. And I know there is a lot of information out there regarding credit repair, a lot of what we'll call fly-by-night credit repair companies that, you know, watch a video or two and think that they can help people or work with people's credit, you know, one of the most important things to an individual or to a business. You know, we pride ourselves on doing it correctly, making sure that we're following all regulations, all rules, and making every best effort that with all the tools that we have available to help our clients optimize and fix up the credit if necessary, you know, and whether that's sending out letters, dispute letters, you know, citing federal law and cases, or, you know, having a call center to basically call into these creditors and bureaus and, you know, be persistent about removing and cleaning up items on the credit report. That is what we'll do. That's the links that we take in order to ensure a proper and compliant and expedient result for our clients.
Man, that's good, man. I'd love to talk to you more about this, because when we do our capital access to capital event, we're going to invite you guys in, because we need, you know, we need people who know how to repair people's credit, you know. And it looks like you guys have a personal touch, you know, you just don't use a cookie cutter approach, huh?
Yeah, very, very much so. You know, it's like how I approach business is like, how do I want to be treated? You know, and it's like, I found that the companies and the services and the mentors and the coach that I've worked with that allowed for that personal touch, it makes all the difference, you know. So we want to make sure that our clients feel heard in terms of their needs, their pains, and their goals. And, you know, we want to figure out, where are they right now? Where do they want to be? And how can we be that bridge, that conduit to get to them to that point?
You know, when I think about this, there's a time frame necessary. You know, how do you, you know, work with the client in a time frame that they need? You know, how it's going to take 1 year, it's going to take 2 years or more, whatever.
Sure. It really depends. You know, every person's situation is different. You know, typically, if we have a client that's coming in that has a very strong score, they have a business that has been around for a couple of years and is generating good, healthy cash flow, we can generally get that business funded within the first few weeks, maybe even the first week. Wow. That being said, it's like, for folks who may have some blemishes, a few negatives here and there, but although overall a strong credit profile, you know, it may take, you know, a month or so. But what we want to do is, we don't want to just throw them into applications on day one. You know, that is one of the MO for a couple of other fly-by-night funding companies. But we really want to make sure that they're set up for success, that we are able to maximize the probability of success and the outcome for our clients. So, you know, if we need to do, even if they have a strong score coming in, you know, there's still a good amount of polish that can be done. You know, a lot of folks believe that just having a good number, a good score, is all it takes for fundability. But that really is the tip of the iceberg. And we can go into a whole many, many hours talking about fundability beyond the score. But that's a conversation for another day, Carl.
Well, I want people to hear one more time how to get in touch with you through your website and Instagram.
Yeah, so we can find us on VastaFunds.com. That's VastaFunds.com. And you can look us up on my business partner's Instagram. She is Florence Liz Kwok on Instagram. So that's Florence, FLORENCELIZ, Kwok, KWOK.
KWOK. Well, wow. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. I'm talking to the founder and COO of Vasta Funds. Man, this is an interesting conversation, because he's talking about credit. And most of our businesses, man, they're in bad credit and they can't get loans. And this is a chance for them to really change their trajectory of what they're going to do with their business by getting their credit straight. Now, one thing I wanted to ask, and he talked about it, your business credit is different than your personal credit, and you don't want to mix them. Tell me why you don't want to mix them.
Yeah, so one of the biggest horror stories that I see, and I see it all the time with the clients coming in, is that a lot of the times when people are getting started in a business as a side hustle, this isn't something that they either had the knowledge or the resources to set up correctly. So, you know, they found a great idea that seemed great. The YouTube video or the Instagram influencer made it sound like a great opportunity, and they invest a significant sum and rack things up on their personal credit, their personal credit card, you know, and then in business and in life, nothing ever works out as intended. You know, it's like, I've grown and succeeded in business, but I've also have about a half dozen other ventures that didn't quite work out. So it's a real shame, you know, if you have the misfortune of taking a bad bet on your first bet, you know, that could often put you on in a very bad situation. You know, I see it oftentimes newer entrepreneurs, business owners who got themselves in a situation where they were getting their business started. They've got some traction, but they are now at 80%, 90% utilization on their personal credit card. And now they're finding it's difficult to get loans, the business loans, equipment loans, hard money loans, mortgages. And that just kind of creates a bit of a spiral. What I strongly encourage for new business owners is to set things up correct, you know, do things right and invest in creating the right foundation. You know, my background did come from real estate, so I like making the analogy of having a strong foundation to have a strong structure, a strong business. You know, it's like if you are utilizing your business credit to invest in marketing, invest in inventory, invest in education or mentors for yourself, you know, that's what the business credit is for. And that does not reflect on your personal credit, but it's reflected on your business's EIN, your employer identification number. And that kind of creates that separation. So if you ever get in a situation where the business doesn't work out like it does, like you're hoping for, you know, you can always fold up these businesses and start again. Sure, there will be some impact on your personal, but it won't be as bad as if you got yourself in a situation and had to fold up on the personal side. And, you know, that's really what these corporations and LLCs are for. You know, a lot of people say LLC without really understanding what it stands for. LLC is a limited liability corporation. And, you know, just like its name, you know, it's meant to protect the business owner from the liability of creating an enterprise, a venture. And so, you know, for folks who are thinking of getting started with that side hustle, that e-commerce store or that nail salon, you know, it really does make sense to do it correct. So, you know, you have that protection when you're growing and starting and growing your business.
Man, you know, that's good information. You know, you want to keep that stuff separate because big people, even Donald Trump, you know, they've filed bankruptcy before, and that's on the business, and it doesn't affect their personal wealth.
Exactly. You know, and this is, like I said, these tools are available to you and me and all small business owners, right? It's not just unlocked once your business hits a certain revenue or a certain size. You know, the American banking system is set up to support corporations, support, you know, capitalism, to support like a private enterprise. And so, you know, these protections are in place, these access to capital are in place to support business owners of any size. And it's just a matter of understanding how to speak the language and get the access to the resources that you need.
Man, I want people to know how to reach you again. And I know you said it, but I want them to know how to reach you again.
Sure. You can reach us on our website, vastafunds.com. That's VASTAFUNDS.com. And you can find my business partner on Instagram. So that's Instagram.com/FlorenceLizKwok. FlorenceLizKwok.
KWOK. Man, I was thinking about this. When we were thinking about your core product is something that you're talking about, and then credit repair is another issue. You know, your core product, is that what you're talking about, or how do
we? Yeah. So effectively what we want to do is create a customized funding plan and roadmap. You know, we really like to frame ourselves effectively as a CFO for hire. You know, our job is really to help a business owner get their financials straight, maximize the amount of capital and credit that they can get so that the business owner can really focus on what they're good at, what they're passionate about, which 9 out of 10 times is not this financial stuff. But that being said, you know, with our core product, you know, credit repair is not our core product. You know, it is a means to an end. You know, there oftentimes, if someone does need that credit repair, we will do have vendors and services that will assist in getting them right. But what we really want to focus on is maximizing business funding, business credit, for the business owner. And you know, to do that, we want to help the business owners understand that there's different stages to a business life, to an entrepreneur's life, right? And there's different products and different resources that kind of are appropriate at different stages of their life cycle, the business life cycle. Most of the time, we will start with 0% interest business credit cards, because that is readily available. You know, it's like that's something that as soon as you open up an LLC with the state, you're probably going to get a few cards in the mail. That being said, that doesn't mean that's the best option. You know, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of financial products out there, and it's really good. It would behoove the business owner, the aspiring business owner, to do some research and understand what's the right product for them. 9 out of 10 times, you know, there's a lot of good 0% interest credit cards that with grade A banks, Chase, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, that will allow you to use it for 12 to 18 months without needing to pay off, without needing to pay interest or pay on the
Yeah,
balance.
those are good. Yeah, thinking about that, I'm thinking about for your products, do you have fees for your products? So how does your product work?
So effectively, we are a consultancy at its core. You know, we are not a direct lender or a bank just yet. However, we are a consultancy in the sense that we help business owners understand what their options are and how to maximize their access to capital at their given stage and how to set themselves up for success to increase their access to capital as they continue to grow their business.
And that's, that thing that you said, like you're a CFO for hire, to have that taken care of. And, me being a business owner, if I had that taken care of, I can focus my attention on the core part of my business, which is maybe not CFO stuff, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, we heard about alternative funders and, the impact that a business has on its EIN number. That's reported with Dun and Bradstreet, and that'll be something that will follow you unless you file bankruptcy, and that's important to try to keep clean, isn't it?
Correct. Yes. So, you know, there are a lot of financing options out there, and I probably encountered or used one or the other at one point in my career. You know, just as a small business owner, you know, there is a it's a struggle to really figure out like how do we make sure that my boys are getting paid, my employees are paid, you know, rent, the lights are kept on, and you know, the inventory continues to go out. You know, it costs money to make money. That's just the way of the world.
Well, that story is true. We're going to invite you on again one day, Alvin. Alvin's son, he's the founder and COO of Vasta Funds, and we like what you're doing. So, Alvin, we're going to invite you on again, but we're out of time right now. We want to thank our guest, Alvin's son, COO of Vasta Funds. Man, you can hear this show again via podcast from our local Black Chamber of Commerce, Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. Go to blackchamber.com, click on resources, then communications, and you can hear any of our past podcasts. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's Carl Davis, JR, at Comcast.net.
Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.